Our next storyteller this evening is Mo Longworth. Mo Longworth came to Juneau for a physician job in 1992, and she practiced family medicine, women's health, and energy healing. She's a writer in all genres. Her new romantic thriller, Blue Ticket, is based on true stories about Juneau in the 60s and opens October 17th at McPheeters Hall with tickets at Hearthside and the Jack. Mo.
When I first moved to Juneau, I was told that no one would march with me in the 4th of July parade for gay rights and start a LGBTQ contingent unless they wore brown paper bags over their heads to conceal their identity. I was told that there were hardly any gay men in Juneau because they'd been sent away in the 60s. Back when I was 13 years old, the first time I was going out with a group of boys and girls, my mother warned me, "Maureen, be sure not to win at bowling. You have to let the boys win." She went on to further warn me, "You know, Maureen, the boys already are afraid of you because you're too smart. So don't dare win at bowling." The fact is, I am like so bad at bowling, I've never won a game in my life. And I am like so unathletic, I've never wanted anything in my life. So by the next year, I had a boyfriend. I was the head of the cheerleaders and he was captain of the football team. And our teacher placed him where he corrected my papers in school. I was a straight A student and he was like a D plus student. And he quickly realized that he had a lot of control. And he started marking things off that were really actually right answers. So that was the first year I did not get straight A's, and I never told my teacher. And I never confronted my boyfriend because I knew it was so important to have a boyfriend. So what I learned, what a lot of girls especially learn, but we all learn, is how to diminish who I was and not be true to myself in order to get love and acceptance. Years later, when I first kissed a woman, I was absolutely horrified that I liked it. I really could hardly stand it that I liked it. And I had been living with a guy for 5 years who really was not willing to commit to a monogamous, long-term, committed relationship after 5 years. So I later then, when I was dating Lynn, right in the beginning after we'd met, we huddled around a fire in a cabin by a lake and told each other our life stories. And I admitted to her that I was bisexual. I'd never told anyone else that, and probably a lot of you have assumed I'm a lesbian. Truth is out of the bag now. I'm bisexual. And she didn't mind. She loved me anyway. I also admitted to Lynn that I had discomfort about my feelings for women. And surprisingly, she loved me anyway. And she had those feelings too. So I was surprised since she was my hero. And it's true, now we march in the 4th of July parade, and people don't wear brown bags over their heads, do they? And lots of people cheer us on and march with us with the LGBTQ rights. We've fought for and got domestic partner benefits. We fought for and got gay marriage. But the sad truth is, we still don't have equal protection under the law in the United States or in Alaska. The sad truth is, last week, a teenage boy killed himself because he was outed online. The sad truth is, last week, a trans woman was dragged behind a pickup truck. The sad truth, in Anchorage last week, a federal court gave a homeless shelter permission, the okay, to turn a trans woman back out on the street and use donated money to discriminate on who they give shelter to. The sad truth today, our Supreme Court of the United States is started deliberating whether to infringe on all of our employee rights just to make it easier to discriminate against LGBTQ employees. Why aren't we doing anything? I've devoted my last 5 years to writing up the stories of the gay men that were sent away from Juneau in the 60s. Now that the play opens in 2 weeks, I am like scared to death that it's not good enough. You know, it's really hard to not feel like there's always that question, am I good enough? Is it acceptable? Are you gonna accept it? Are you gonna love it? And I'm going to close with the words my father said to us at our first wedding. We got to get married twice since the first time, as my mother said, didn't mean anything. My dad said, "May all the love you have for each other be reflected back to you all the days of your lives." What I wish for all of you and for all of us is that love and acceptance for all people, whoever they are, whether they're LGBTQ or allies, whatever, is reflected to them so that when they look inside themselves, they can feel love and acceptance of themselves, and they can live their life fully and undiminished. Thank you.